In the headlines, police deny having a suspect in custody in relation to the daring robbery and assault in Belmont Road yesterday. Meantime, the victim has been left traumatized by the incident. Three men on six robbery and firearm charges have been remanded to Dodds Prison. And an independent candidate in the St. James North by-election says more job opportunities are needed for young people. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Barbados Police Service has refuted claims that a man has been arrested in relation to yesterday's well-publicized robbery and assault of a pensioner on Belmont Road. Social media postings are suggesting that a man has been arrested in connection with the incident via a picture of a man detained, stating he was the person responsible for the crime. But in a swift response, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite reached out to Starcom Network to advise that no one is in police custody as yet. The police have further stated and advised that the picture being circulated is an old photo of another man that was detained for an incident earlier this year, and they have asked the public to desist from spreading the post. Meantime, 66-year-old Jeffrey Barrow, the gentleman who was attacked, is back home after being discharged from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. His daughter, Janelle Payne, says her father has been left with stab wounds and several other scars.
Recovering slowly, he's traumatized. He has a fractured skull, stitches to the stab wound, which is just above the eye, and the face is swollen on the left side. He's in a lot of pain, but I just want to thank the two ladies, I won't call their name, for assisting my dad and waiting with my dad till the police and the ambulance arrive, and that they reach out to me. I just want to say thank you, and to all the public that are concerned, I want to thank them as well.
That's Janelle Payne, daughter of 66-year-old Jeffrey Barrow. In a related story, independent candidate for the May 21st St. James North by-election, Stephanie Williams, has condemned the brazen attack on Barrow. Speaking at her political meeting in Trent St. James last night, she expressed concern that criminals are now emboldened to commit crimes in full view of the public.
The crime in Barbados is real crazy. Like, I don't even think they have enough police to deal with the crime in Barbados. The elderly guy is there, he's shouting for help. Help! And persons have out their phone because it's more important to catch what is going on. Because crime in Barbados is getting so serious, you have to be very mindful if you're going to intervene in anything, because people ain't coming to rob you with just the hands. They got guns and they have different things. So I'm understanding to the fact that persons will not want to get involved. But my other thing is, in broad daylight, I mean, in broad daylight, like, they're not frightened. In broad daylight, you robbing an elderly guy. I just think it's crazy.
That's independent candidate for St. James North, Stephanie Williams. Staying on the campaign trail, BLP candidate Chad Blackman spent much of the day walking and talking with the young people in Weston. He says the majority of them are keen on sport and development in the constituency.
There's a high level of ambition in terms of creating ideas and doing bigger things, not just at the constituency level, but across the country. Young persons like these young men have actually said, Chad, we want to have opportunities where we can open our own business, where we can ensure that we provide for our families. There are a lot of sporting talents, cricket, road tennis, netball. But we have to now do it in a way that allows for them not just to be able to play sports, but it can move to another level also as to moving to semi-professional level. This is the ideas that they want.
BLP candidate Chad Blackman. The Democratic Labour Party urges residents of St. James North to ensure there's an additional opposition voice in Parliament, stressing the clear majority the ruling Barbados Labour Party now enjoys could be dangerous to the population. Speaking on the party's YouTube platform last night, the DLP candidate, Felicia Dujon, stressed the government could use its majority to pass laws with little challenge.
And I believe that with having that kind of majority, It's very dangerous. It's dangerous for the populace. It's dangerous for the national security of this country. So it's not only that they're telling you, well, I can do that, but they're showing you that I can do it. I can pass a bill that restricts you. I can pass a bill that censors you. I can pass taxes that can infringe on your basic humanity. And so all of those kinds of cases, I think it's very important that having another voice in parliament allows the public's voice to be heard, because this is what we do as opposition, is to speak on behalf of citizens.
DLP candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, in the Lunchtime Edition. Government has plans underway for female officers in the Barbados Police Force to begin operating in the maritime space from next year. Speaking during the International Day for Women in Maritime seminar, Attorney General Dale Marshall highlighted the importance of gender equality in the blue economy and maritime law enforcement.
This year marks 10 years of CCOP's partnership with Barbados and the wider Caribbean. Since its inception, that partnership has yielded much fruit, including the formation of a joint maritime control unit and maritime intelligence units. It has afforded us annual training and mentoring courses. Our law enforcement agencies all benefit from the invaluable training. And of course, we've had tangible results. The many seizures of cocaine, cannabis, and ammunition by the teams who have been trained by CCOP. The female officers of the Barbados Coast Guard have been playing a pivotal role in that process. I'm sorry to say, though, that there's no developing trend so far with the police service, but Deputy Commissioner Branch and I have spoken, and I believe that next year, this time, we will have covered off that.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Three men on six robbery and firearm charges have been remanded to Dodds Prison. Dujon Carla Weeks, age 40, of Padmore Village, St. Philip, Jaheim Weeks, 23, of Weirs Gap, Britainsville, St. Michael, and Kyan Richard Jordan, age 23, of Shepton Lane, Pinelands, were in the District C Magistrate's Court before Acting Magistrate Angela Knight. The unemployed men were jointly charged with robbing Curtin of a car valued at $37,000 and robbing Leslie Pilgrim of $1,700. The 2 weeks were jointly charged with robbing Rohan Watson of a car worth $52,000 and $160 also on May the 2nd. Meanwhile, each of them faces an individual charge of using a firearm by brandishing it while committing robbery on the 2nd of May. They were returned to court on the 10th of June. Our top stories. Police are denying having a suspect in custody in relation to the daring robbery and assault in Belmont Road yesterday. Meantime, the victim has been left traumatized by the incident. Three men on six robbery and firearm charges have been remanded to Dodds Prison, and an independent candidate in the St. James North by-election says more job opportunities are needed for young people. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.